Okay, hello everyone. Welcome to the December JCP EC public EC meeting. This is Heather Van Kira. I'm the chairperson of the JCP.
So we'll go ahead and get started. This is being recorded in case you missed that and joining the call and recording this call. And that's because a lot of members of the Java community have expressed an interest in joining these public EC meeting calls. That's why we started having them two times a year. But oftentimes work comes up or conflict and they can't make it. So we do have quite a few community members who do listen to the recording. So our agenda for today is to cover our usual JCP program office topics, but also to welcome our new EC members. We do this for our December meeting since we in November come off of our annual JCP EC election, and we'll ask EC members to share their priorities for 2018 and cover some of the topics that the EC has been working on so far in 2017. I just remind everybody to mute your phones so we don't have the background noise. We will allow some time for questions at the end as well, so if you have questions, I'll ask for those at the end. You can also put them in the chat window if you've joined us on WebEx. All right, so I'll start with the roll call. So as I do the roll call, I'll call out the EC member, and at the same time as taking the roll call, so we don't have to go through everyone's name twice, when I call out your name, just share with us what your priorities are for the coming year for 2018. Briefly, a couple of points. I know that's one of the things that community members like to hear from the EC in terms of things we're going to be working on in the Java space in 2018.
I'll pull up my roll call.
I still hear some background noise from some folks, so if you could mute your line, that would be great. All right, so starting alphabetically with our EC members, we have the 25 EC members on my roll call sheet. Again, state your name that you're here and priorities for 2018. So we'll start with ARM. Do we have ARM on the call?
You do indeed. Hi, this is Rod Crawford from ARM. And priorities for... oh dear, what interesting noise. Priorities for this coming year will be around Java priorities this year will be making sure that there is a properly supportable working Java standard edition for the ARM. Okay.
Okay, thanks, Rod. I apologize for the background noise. I want to remind everyone to mute your line because we see and hear quite a bit of background noise. All right, thanks, Rod. So moving on to Andres Almeray.
Hello, everyone. My name is Andres Almeray, and my goal for the next year is to continue talking with members of the Java community abroad on Java user group meetings, conferences, and hackathons and events, to figure out what are the things that they consider to be priorities in their current work and see how we can realize them through the GCP process.
Okay. Thanks, Andre. And welcome to you. Azul Systems.
Yep, Simon's here. Our priorities for next year, I guess, are related to the fact that we are on the expert group for JSR 383 and 384. So getting JDK 10 and 11 smoothly through the enhanced process and the much faster process of getting the JSRs signed off and approved, and just getting everything working in that sense.
Okay. Thank you. Credit Suisse.
Hello, this is Susie Cech, and Gary Field is also here. Our priorities for 2018 are with the evolution or continuation of the old Java EE, as we have quite some investment in Java EE, as well as moving kind of existing Java EE application to a more cloud-friendly cloud-like environment and with that, like all the governance around how to move forward with those bits.
Great, thanks for sharing that. And Eclipse Foundation. All right, we'll skip the Eclipse Foundation. Fujitsu.
Yes, this is Mike DiNicola from Fujitsu. We also have a lot of interest in the future of Java EE, and in that regard, we particularly are interested in assuring that the new process for EE4J unfolds in such a way that the executive committee and the JCP process is modified to deal with it. Okay. In addition to that, we have our concerns about embedded ME, and we continue to work with the ME work group on some suggestions on the future of there.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Gemalto?
Yes, hello, I'm Thomas Lampard. I'm representing Gemalto M2M. So even though the state of Java ME, the state and the future of Java ME is currently a little bit fuzzy, Java ME is still the platform of choice for us, so we will be working on the future for Java ME in 2018.
Cool. Goldman Sachs?
Yes, hi, it's Vladimir Zakharov representing Goldman Sachs. Some of the folks already mentioned, so we're looking forward to helping moving new Java releases and the modified governance process. We also very much would like to see progress and the ultimate success of Project Panama and Project Valhalla. We have a lot of interest in things like Vector API, so I guess that's our focus for 2018.
All right, thank you. Our next, Ivar Grimstad.
Hi, I'm Ivar. The priorities for me for next year is, first of all, to get JSR 371 finalized. So we expect to go with a public review pretty soon now and final sometimes in the first half of next year. Apart from that, I'll also expect to put some time into the MicroProfile and the EE4J.
All right, thank you. Hazelcast is next.
Yeah, hi, this is Chris with Hazelcast. For us, for 2018, I think the two biggest things are still the Java performance. We're all Java performance related, so we're looking into this space mainly. But we also just joined the Eclipse Foundation for EE4J and the further future of JCache. So I think those are like the biggest two things for us in 2018.
Okay, thank you. All right, HPE.
Hi, everyone. This is Sujay Saraswati from HPE. We will so the YC solutions that we have, and also would like to look at some contributions towards some of the evolutions of Java, for example, particularly the persistent memory usage to non-volatile memory and how Java can. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. IBM?
Hi, this is Tim. So, you know, being IBM, I guess we have interest in a broad spectrum of Java technologies. So definitely interested in ensuring a very smooth transition of the enterprise platform to Eclipse EE4J smoothly and without much fuss around that. From the SE perspective, both a technical representation on the expert group for the SE 10 and 11, and the processes represented in the JCP there, particularly in the visual recognition JSR, which we're leading up, and continuing to drive the openness and reflecting the community interests by building OpenJDK at the Adopt OpenJDK project and continuing to invest in that space as well.
Yes. All right. Thank you. Intel?
Hi, this is Steve Dorman. And our priorities for 2018 are to continue our optimization work, our contributions we've made to the JDK and JVM. We'd like that to continue. A couple of new efforts underway to enable Java for new kinds of hardware would be the Vector API, which was already mentioned, the SIMD programming for Java, and persistent memory, a couple of efforts we have on enabling Java to use persistent memory.
Yeah.
All right, thanks for that. JetBrains.
Hi, this is Anna from JetBrains, and our priorities is to support the new languages which are going to appear in March and in September, and as well, we are already support something, and we are going to see what Java EE will bring us in this new big foundation.
All right, thank you. London's Java community, is anyone from London's Java community able to join? The representative from London's Java community actually had a family emergency, so it's been excused, but just double checking if someone was able to join at the last minute. No, okay. MicroDoc? Is someone from MicroDoc trying to speak? I hear someone talking, but I can't quite make out what you're saying. It must just be someone who's talking without your phone muted. Just a reminder to mute your phone if you're not speaking. Thank you. NXP? Anyone from NXP? Okay. Oracle?
Hi, this is Anish Karmarkar. I don't know if Don is on the call. But with respect to 2018, we certainly look forward to continue supporting, investing, and working with the Java community process, the JCP, as well as the wider Java community. And we're certainly excited about the Java IC move to a predictable 6-monthly cadence and making sure that the processes in OpenJDK and JCP work well towards this. And as everybody knows, the Java EE-related work has moved to Eclipse, and we are also committed to making sure that that happens smoothly as well as successfully. And on the ME side, we'll continue to work with the Java ME working group to figure out the next steps there. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Red Hat?
Hi, this is Scott Stark from Red Hat. Our focus in 2018 will be on the EE4J and micro profile efforts that are just getting started at Eclipse. And on the Java SE front, working on the modularization to improve that behavior.
Okay, thank you. SAP?
So hi everybody, here's Volker from SAP. So I'm also representing SAP in the Java SE 10 and 11 working group, and our main focus for 2018 is ensure successful delivery of Java 10 and 11. And because we're also involved in OpenJDK, we are also interested in having a smooth interaction and collaboration between OpenJDK and the JCP process, mainly the JEP process and the JSR and JCP process. So we hope to get this sorted out in 2018. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Foster IG? Okay. So Java? Octavio, are you on the line? Pami Tribe?
Yeah, this is David at Amelius here as well. Our focuses for 2018 are, of course, around ensuring alignment and the transition of Java EE to EE4J and seeing if we can add some alignment with MicroProfile So, those are obviously major important things for all of us, so we'd like to see if we can make sure that that happens smoothly.
Okay, thank you. Twitter.
Hi, everyone. This is Tony Prindis from Twitter. Our focus for 2018 is, of course, JVM and Java performance on how efficient it runs our services, so you can all tweet as efficiently as possible, and your tweets get delivered as efficiently as possible. The greatest challenge that my team will face is how to deal with the faster Java release cadence. We still haven't decided whether we're going to support every release, we're going to skip some releases, etc. And from that experience, we're hoping to give feedback back to the Java team on how it's working, the new release cadence working out for us. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. V2Com. Okay, we're missing V2Com. So for attendance, I have missing, speak up if I missed you and I didn't count you. Eclipse, LJC, MicroDoc, NXP, Software AG, SoJava, and V2Com. Missing those folks. Hello, I just rejoined. This is Heather. My call was abruptly ended, so I hope everyone's still there.
We're still here.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, I heard
it.
But I heard a bunch of beeps around the time you got kicked off, so other folks might have gotten kicked off too.
Okay, well, I hope everyone rejoins. I know the recording is still in process, so we'll carry on. We just finished our attendance and priorities. We're missing 7 members. So a few folks dropped off since our earlier hour. I'll move on now to our next agenda item. So our next agenda item is personnel changes. We don't have any personnel changes to report this period. We'd normally do an EC stats presentation, so that is going through JSR updates that have happened over the last period. We have had a few new JSRs, so this may be of interest to you to follow since all this material gets published on jcp.org. So I'll walk through our JSR stats that we've had for the last month. We've had a new JSR filed, so that's JSR 384, that's Java 18.9, led by Oracle. It's currently in JSR review. The public review for JSR 383, that's Java SE 18.3, or Java 10. The JSR is still being called Java SE 18.3. It's currently in public review. Ballot for that is the 2nd through the 8th of January. I should actually, for JSR 384, say the ballot just closed for that, so that JSR is approved, and it was approved by the executive committee, so that's JSR 384. So it's approved to continue in the JCP. JSR 384, that's Java 18.9 or Java 11. Java 18.3 is currently in public review, and its EC ballot will be the 2nd through the 8th of January. Also, 2 maintenance reviews, so the Java Transaction API or Java JSR 907, led by Oracle, that's in maintenance review, and the ballot for the maintenance review by the Executive Committee will be the 2nd through the 8th of January. And the second maintenance review is JSR 107, JCash, so that just completed. And the EC approved that ballot, and so you can be looking for a maintenance release coming from JSR 107, JCash, shortly in the coming week, published on jcp.org. Okay, so those the steps. We did just complete our 2017 EC election, so in case you missed the results, I'll summarize them for you here. All of our ratified candidates were confirmed again in 2017, so those are two-year terms. They'll serve two-year terms starting 2017 through 2019, and three of our six elected seats were up for election in 2017, and those three candidates, Hazel Cass, Tommy Tribe, and Twitter, were all reelected, so they'll continue their tenure on the EC with two-year terms as well, so 2017 to 2019. And our associate seats, so we have two associate seats on the executive committee now. One of them is up for election every year, so this year we welcome Andres Almere, who was elected to the associate seat, so his term, again, will also be 2017 to 2019. So ask Andres to maybe share a little bit more about himself. I know, Andres, you already shared your priorities, but if you want to say anything else in terms of being a new addition to the EC, a new member joining us in 2017, I'll give you a couple minutes to do that now if you like.
Thank you very much, Heather. Hello, everyone. And you might have seen as part of the description that I post for the nomination, I'm a Java one. I'm a Java champion, and I participate with a lot of events across the world, whether it be Java User Group meetings, conferences, or HackerGarden events. And what I like to do is talk to people and figure out what are their priorities, what are the problems that they might encounter using Java technologies, especially in the open source space, and see how we can solve these problems. And so that's exactly what I would like to continue doing in the couple of next years as my tenure in the associate seat here in the expert group. And I would love to get feedback from everybody as much as possible. You can reach me on Twitter. You can reach me on email. And if you meet on any of these events online or in face-to-face, I would very much appreciate if we can get in touch and continue the discussion. So thank you.
Hey, welcome, Andres. We also have confirmed all our dates for 2018, so folks can take a note of that on your calendar. Our next public EC meeting will be on the 12th of June. Calendar is also published on jcp.org. You can find it here. Also in 2017, we had a focus on new members joining the JCP. So our earlier part of 2017, we had close to 500 new JCP members joining as a result of some of the changes that the executive committee made in the process itself, introducing new membership levels. So we introduced, instead of a one-size-fits-all membership, we continue to have a full membership. But we introduced associate level memberships for individuals and also partner memberships for nonprofits and Java user groups. So in the first part of the year, we've really been focusing on processing all of the new members and onboarding them and getting them into the JCP. But over the last couple of months, we've started a renewal campaign effort. So all JCP members should be receiving notifications from the JCP program office asking you to confirm your membership, ensuring you're in the correct membership category or transitioning if one of the new categories makes more sense for your particular situation. So that's been our focus in this last quarter of 2017 is to complete our annual renewals for our current members, since our main focus in the first part of the year was onboarding all of the new members who have joined the JCP. So welcome to all of those new members. It's great to see the community respond to the changes that we and the executive committee made in 2016 and saw to fruition in 2017. So the other thing that we did in 2017 is we started some working groups. Working groups are something that we do on an ongoing basis within the JCP Executive Committee. Primarily, in the past, those have been focused on JCP.next. So that's the effort that we have been undertaking for the last 5 to 7 years to transform the JCP and respond to the needs of the community. So in 2017, we did have some work going on in the JCP.next working group, and we also did have a separate working group for OpenJDK. So subgroups of the executive committee met together off-cycle apart from the full EC meetings to gain some clarity and efficiencies in how OpenJDK and the JCP work together and process improvements that we can do to respond better to the community. And, of course, also some changes necessary to accommodate, as a lot of the EC members mentioned in their priorities, the faster 6 month release cadence for Java SE. So we did have a maintenance release of the JCP process document itself back in October 2017. It was approved by the EC and it's published in end of October 2017. So those meetings may resume in 2018, but I think the EC put a great effort into ensuring that the process is working as it should and making modifications. Some of the things that we did in the maintenance release for the process document itself were focused on collaborative development in terms of use for open source projects. Also, we looked at the time frame. So we introduced the ability for spec leads to have a shorter JSR milestone review period. So in the past, that had been kind of normalized on 30 days with a couple of the review periods allowing for a 15-day minimum. But we've actually normalized that on 14 days now being the minimum. But, of course, there are some JSRs that can have the option to continue to select up to 90-day review periods. But we allow the expert group and the spec lead to suggest a shorter review period if that makes sense for their work. And we also reduced the executive committee ballot time. So our standard ballot time for executive committee members to vote on JSRs used to be 14 days. The way everything is done out in the open now and the faster pace that business is moving and development is moving, we reduced that EC ballot time now to 7 days. So that helps us in terms of being able to move a little bit more quickly with more agility in the JCP. So that really summarizes what we did in terms of JCP.next in 2017. Okay. Those were the two of the working groups. We also had a Java ME working group, which many of the EC members mentioned in their priorities. So we started meeting in 2017, and we continue to meet on a monthly basis outside of the full EC committee meetings that would focus on the full membership. So a subset of the executive committee members meet once a month and report back to the full EC, talking about how we might want to evolve Java ME in the future. So there are still some members of the community who have been interested in looking at how to evolve that technology moving forward, and we'll continue to meet throughout 2018. All of these working groups, we publish the summary. So those are available if you're interested in following what's happening in any of these working groups. And the fourth working group started late in 2017. So talking about how can EC members help in communicating out to the Java developers some of the work that the executive committee is doing. Materials are available to the executive committee. We have Tommy Tribe, who's volunteered to lead this for the starting off period, but essentially this would rotate between EC members to lead. So Tommy Tribe has created some graphics for EC members to use on social media to help us spread the word about what we're doing in the JCP. This group will continue to meet monthly, and those summaries are also available if you want to follow the work that we're doing. So I think that summarizes our working group.
Please come over.
That we had for 2017, and we'll continue to have those in 2018. Someone's not muted. Our next meeting, the EC will be meeting face-to-face in the UK, hosted by IBM, end of January. Our next public meeting will be in June. But again, as I mentioned earlier, all of our materials are published online, so you're free to follow and read about the discussions that we're having on a monthly basis. So that completes the formal agenda for public meeting, but as I mentioned earlier, I did want to allow time for questions from the community. So at this point, if you have a question, you unmute yourself and ask it here on the line, or you're free to also put questions in the WebEx chat window. I can pull that up for myself to look at and answer any questions that you may have. So questions from anyone on the call?
Hi, this is Werner. Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Werner.
Yes. So I thought I'd pop by for old time's sake, and I was curious to hear that now is the version scheme for the JDK shifting back to Java 10 and 11?
Yes, I believe that's what I've been communicated.
What was the reason for the change of heart? Because I know in the last face-to-face where I asked a similar question to Brian Goetz, he sounded confident about basing it on a year. Did they tell you any reason for changing it?
So here is Volker. There was a discussion on the mailing list. So Mark Reynolds proposed Mark Reynolds proposed a new scheme, which again uses 10, 11, and so on. And that was agreed upon. There was a JSR for Java SE 10, and it has only brackets 18.3. So that's basically it. It was resolved by the community. It was discussed in the OpenJDK community, and most people voted for to stay with the old schema. So that's it, basically.
Okay. So there will be a new major Java version every 6 months now.
Yes.
Hmm. Okay. Thanks.
Okay, thanks for the question. Any other questions? I'll just double check the chat and see if I have any questions on the chat window. I don't see any questions on the chat window, so I want to thank all of the JCP Executive Committee members for joining and sharing your focus for 2018 and your priorities, and to all of the community members who joined the call live and to those who are listening to the recording. Thanks for joining, and any suggestions for future meetings, feel free to reach out to me at heather@jcp.org with those suggestions and things that we can cover and future meetings. Happy holidays to everyone and happy new year. I'll talk to you in 2018.
Happy holidays, everyone, from Amelia.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Thanks.
Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye, everyone. Happy holidays.
Bye-bye. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.